keep it 100 every day.
Shot. Need the facts and stats. Who do you call? Bringing the fire, bringing the heat, we bring it to y'all. Calling for Frank, you calling for D, you calling for ball. Call for them all. Look how they ball, documented, proving the score. No matter the topic of conversation, call up. You gotta be patient. The love is embracing. Don't deal with the hate. Don't know what you facing. Every Monday, 11 to 1, we'll be there if you patiently waiting.
Bring the heat, bring the heat, bring the fire,
bring the fire.
Keep it 100 every day.
Noon and welcome to another installment of the Sports Rap Podcast right here live on Heat 100 Radio. Make sure you are in tune and make sure that you note the new time. All right, the new time now is, as I just been giving you all for the last couple of weeks, 4 p.m. 6 p.m. All right, a little behind the whistle today, so there was some traffic and some things going on in my personal life, but I'm here. Shout out to my guy Yasin. Yasin underscore Baxter 63 on IG. Thanks for tuning in. Appreciate y'all when y'all were here. I appreciate the support. I got two people on Facebook. I see. Remember, y'all got to know how this is. Yes, indeed. I got you, good brother. Hey, I don't know who you are on Facebook. Two people there. Let me know who you are, please. Y'all know the rules, man. I shouldn't have to tell y'all this every week. Come on, y'all. I know y'all with me. I know y'all know what to do. Y'all know when y'all on Facebook, you got to drop your name, your handle, or something in your comments. Even if you say hi, you just got to drop your name and let me know who you are. You know, on Instagram, it's a little different algorithm. I see who you are. But nonetheless, I had two people there. Come back real quick. Let me know who you were. And we're going to get right cracking into what we need to get into, all right, today. Of course, it's Monday. We got the usual stuff for Monday. Just at a little later time, but it's still the usual stuff for a Monday. I'm going to bring this in real quick. You know, tell y'all, my guys did their thing yesterday, but we're going to talk about that in a little bit. But anyway, how many of you all actually got a chance to witness the solar eclipse today? I was looking at the weather reports and things. They said it was at 3 o'clock. I was actually in the house. Moving some things around. Hey, Aunt Renee, how are you? Appreciate you tuning in. So yeah, I don't know if you on Instagram or you follow, you watch, tuned in on Facebook. Let me know what you thought of the solar eclipse. I didn't see it. Like I said, I was in the house doing some things, getting ready for today, and I saw one of my friends posted a picture of it that he took. So I saw a picture of it, but just chime in if you will and let me know what experience you had with it. You don't have to call in, you know, to see the, I know y'all see the number, but you can just type it in and let me know, or you know, you shoot me a DM and let me know in my DM what you thought of it anyway. So let's get it cracking. Let's get into it. Let's go NBA scores. Nope, we're not gonna go NBA scores. We're gonna go NHL scores first today, all right? The Sabres fall to the Red Wings 3-1. The Wild shut out the Blackhawks 4-0. The Hurricanes shut out the Blue Jackets 3-0. The Coyotes beat the Sharks 5-3. The Senators get by the Capitals 3-2. Canadiens fall to the Rangers 5-2. The Predators and the Devils, the Predators take that 3-2. The Blues and the Ducks and the tight one, the Ducks 6-5. The Stars and the Avalanche, the Stars take that 7-4. Excuse me. In the UFL, I don't know if any of you watched that. I'm going to do some homework on that. And this coming weekend, before I come back, I'm going to watch a game. I watched a couple games on the inaugural weekend. I was at work, but I couldn't really get into it like I wanted to get into it. So I'll watch a couple of the games this weekend and see what it's like. And then I'll have some stuff, more in-depth stuff to bring to you next Monday. But anyway, in the UFL, Birmingham gets by Michigan 20-13, and Houston falls to D.C. 23-18. Major League Baseball. Baseball is back. You know, they say America's favorite pastime. It's spring. Baseball is here. Major League Baseball scores from Sunday. The Diamondbacks and the Braves. The Braves take that at home 5-2. The Orioles fall to the Pirates 3-2. The Phillies fall to the Nationals 3-2. The Blue Jays fall to the Yankees 8-3. The Mets get by the Reds 3-1. The A's 7, Tigers 1. The Royals at home take care of the White Sox 5-3. Guardians Twins game was postponed. Mariners and the Brewers get up on them 12-4. The Marlins get up on the Cardinals as well 10-3. The Dodgers fall to the Cubs 8-1. The Rays and the Rockies in the tight one, the Rays take that 3-2. The Padres and the Giants also by the same score 3-2. The Giants take that at home. The Red Sox 12, Angels 2. Astros 3, Rangers 1. In the NBA yesterday, the Cavs and the Clippers. Clippers take that in a close one, 121-118. Rockets and the Mavs in a high-scoring game. The Mavs hold on, 147-136. The Heat and the Pacers. A lot of significance in this game, okay? Heat were one game ahead of the Sixers. The Pacers are, I think, a game and a half above for that sixth spot. Maybe just now a game. All right. The Heat fall to the Pacers 117-115. The Bulls and the Magic. Magic take that 113-98. The Pelicans and the Suns. Suns fall 113-105. The Thunder get past the Hornets 121-118. The Blazers fall to the Celtics 124-107. Wizards lose to the Raptors 130-122. The Knicks beat the Bucks 123-109. Sixers in a double overtime thriller yesterday. Got to give him some applause for that. All right. Take that game over the Spurs 133-126. This new career high for Maxey, scoring 52 in the absence of Joel Embiid yesterday. The Kings and the Nets. The Nets fall 107-77. Warriors get by the Jazz 118-110. And the Lakers fall to the T-Wolves 127-117. In NCAA action, women's championship yesterday. All right. You know who it was. Jay Blake, my guy, thanks for always tuning in. South Carolina and Iowa. I told you all that I was rooting and pulling for South Carolina. The Dawn Staley, North Philly, Philadelphia native factor was heavily, heavily involved there. And then they win 87-75. So while I'm here and before I get into some other stuff, I definitely want to talk a little bit about this game. The game for me yesterday was somewhat of a roller coaster ride, and that wasn't all because of the play. When I refer to the play, the actual playing the game as a roller coaster ride for me, I mean the runs and how this team can get up and make a run or make a push. That's how I mean that. But I didn't see that to my liking yesterday. I definitely saw some questionable calls. I saw some, in my own thoughts here. Now, y'all, this is all my stuff here. Some, I said questionable, some blatant bad calls. Okay? I'm not going to say all of them were, but there were questionable calls. Questionable calls, and I give it to you, there were questionables on both sides. Don't get me wrong. It's just for me, the numbers were a little off. Okay? It was more favorite to one side than the other. Okay? Iowa, I think, was outmatched athletically in a major, major way. The young ladies from South Carolina, quite a few of them remember last year, but there were a couple freshmen who stepped right in and performed. The ones that remained from last year when they lost in the semifinals was to the same Iowa team. Okay? And we're going to get to what I want to get to. Let's see. Jay Blake on Instagram. He says, I agree, and I'm glad that it was close at the very end because the rest, you said it wasn't, right? Okay, you meant wasn't. I got you. Because the rest would have made a difference. Yeah. Like they did in the UConn game. In that UConn game, just backtracking a little bit, as a former referee, if you haven't been calling it like that the whole entire night, you picked a hell of a time to make that call. That's all I'm going to say. All right? You let that marinate. But like I'm saying, if you hadn't called it that tight the entire game, that particular moment, and we all know what moment I'm talking about, at that particular moment, you picked a hell of a time to make that call. All right, getting back, those young ladies from South Carolina were definitely, definitely head and shoulders above Iowa athletically. Some of them probably matched and maybe were above their knowledge with the IQ, because I've seen Iowa for 2 years consistently now. Caitlin Clark's IQ, amazing. Some of the other girls, their IQs are pretty darn good. You could argue and say what a lot of people say about women's basketball and what people would like to see in a lot of other areas of basketball. Play the right way. And I think they play the right way, Iowa. Not no discredit, but because I think the South Carolina girls play the right way as well. One of the things I think was the advantage, again, for, like I said, other than the athleticism, it was something for them. It was like carrying luggage with them, because they know what happened last year and they felt like they should have been in the championship last year. And they lost to this Iowa team. And the stuff is coming out now on social media. You know, social media is a monster. But there's this one thing out now where they talked about Raven Johnson being waved off by Caitlin Clark last year. It's like, okay, basically in basketball terms, like, I don't have to worry about you. I dare you to shoot, do whatever. And how funny things turn and come full circle. And it ended up being Raven Johnson who got that crucial steal to basically seal the game and the championship for South Carolina and Dawn Staley. So, we talk about Caitlin Clark. And I talked to people about this for a little bit today. And people have been talking about it from last year. And I'm talking about her playing the tournament. And you have to talk about it almost, okay? She was amazing again in both tournaments. And then yesterday, and still yesterday, she had 30 plus points yesterday in a losing effort. But my thing, the story that truly wanted to be written will not be written. Or you can look at it as the story having a major turn of events. Okay. At the end. All right. Had a major turn of events. You could describe it that way, or you could describe it as story did not have the ending they wanted, or the storybook was actually closed in a way that they didn't like, and you could argue also possibly argue unfinished. But in essence, for her at this stage in her career where she is now, as far as college in Iowa, that stage is finished because we already know she has declared for the draft. And what I was getting at was the talk. And again, like I said, the story, how great she is. They even went as far as saying the GOAT. Okay. I just got some questions about that. There might be some people that see this and hear this that may disagree with me. But I'm going to stand on what I stand on. I stand on business and I stand on my business. So what I say to y'all, y'all know me, I stand on it. So it was brought out a little while back about her when now, you know, because she is technically currently the all-time scoring leader in D1 basketball, men's and women's. But we all know the story. I posted it. You can scroll back through the pages and find it. About the young lady when there was a tiff between the NCAA and women's sports and her points, and at that point did not get who she, if they did count, she would actually be. So you know where I'm going with that. So you can scroll back through Sports Rap Podcast LLC, the group page on Facebook, or you can go to Instagram at Sports Rap CEO and find it. Scroll through my stuff and find it. It's there. All right. But where I'm going with this is, all right, I'm going to the place where we always talk about on this show. We always talk about the new era of athletes and fandom and all of that stuff, jazz. And we always say, especially when we talk about our youth, and we talk about the youth as young people younger than us and even actual youth. But more importantly, we talk about knowing your history of your whatever. If you want to be a basketball player, you want to consider yourself to be one of the greats, or you're trying to be one of the greats, you have to learn the history of what came before you. Again, no discredit to Caitlin. All right, I'm going to give you her stats real quick. Her career, all right, all time, like I said, for me, with an asterisk, all time D1 league scoring champ, men and women's, all right, D1. One-time Wooden Award, two-time Associated Press Player of the Year, three-time unanimous first-team All-American, three-time Big Ten Player of the Year, and three-time Big Ten Champion. So, when you hear that three-time, all-time, you think great. And don't get me wrong, I give credit where credit's due. Y'all know me, and I always do that. No discredit in that. Great. Great career by those stats. You get no argument from me there. I'm going here because I'm listening to Diana Taurasi and Sue Bird on Final Four night. And Diana Taurasi made a point that was very poignant. Okay, it was very, very strong. What she said, and I'm paraphrasing here. So basically what she said was, you know, Caitlin's doing her thing. No discredit. She is really, really good right now. Yeah. But what she said is, she said, yeah, you're doing this against 18, 19, 20-year-old girls. When you make that step and you come to the NBA, you're playing against grown women playing for their livelihood. It's very similar, and it's pretty much the same thing we say about the young men when they go to the pros. You can be dominant with guys your age, 18, 19, 20. But when you get to the 26s and 27s and the 30-year-olds that's trying to win a ring, that's earning their livelihood playing basketball to feed their families, that's different. It's a different race. Okay? So I like that point that Diana Taurasi said. And for me, I'm not saying that she's not going to have success. What I'm saying is, sometimes when you have these kind of accolades and these kind of stories follow you, it's sometimes a gift and a curse. A gift being you're going to get all these accolades. All right. People are going to love you. You're going to get whatever. If it was at the pro level, you're going to get endorsement deals. She'll probably get a bunch of NIL deals, yada, yada, yada. All right. But on the other side, it being a curse is now you declare for the WNBA. You had this story that was being written. Now you have that target on your back. And that target is now amplified because of what Diana Taurasi said. And it's not a bad thing that Diana Taurasi said it. It's a rule of thumb, if you will. It's nature. She said it because she's been in the league a long time and she understands that transition because she went through it. Okay, at the time, Diana Taurasi, again, UConn, one of the greatest to ever play college basketball, women's college basketball, went to the pros and had to learn her way, had to find her way, and then ended up being one of the greats in the WNBA. So it can happen, all right? But here, like I said, right now, when you're making that initial transition in, it can be a gift or a curse. That's all I'm saying. It can be a gift or a curse, all right? She has to also, and people have to take into consideration, like we said, the greats before her. Some of those names that paved the way for women's basketball to get where it is today, and me personally, I still feel like it needs a lot. It has a long way to go still. But if you look at the stands in this women's tournament and most of these games, and outside of the tournament as well, when you looked at maybe 4 or 5 years ago, when you looked in the stands, you would always see a bunch of seats. Now you don't see many seats. All right, so, but the ladies that came before her, Diana Taurasi, who made the comment, Cheryl Swoops, the coach that she lost to, Dawn Staley, Lisa Leslie, Cynthia Cooper, and this one young lady, this last young lady, I'm getting ready to give you her name, was one of my favorite players when I began to get interested, seriously interested into the women's game. Tennessee, early WNBA. Legend, Shamika Holzclaw. If y'all don't know Shamika Holzclaw, get your phones out. Google. Coach Rich, thanks for tuning in. Good brother. Appreciate you. Yeah, if y'all don't know Shamika Holzclaw, because I know y'all know everybody else. Y'all don't understand what I say when I'm talking about Shamika Holzclaw. Y'all better do your homework. Y'all better get on it. So it's just, like I said, it's just a respect thing. And you have to, I feel like my partners felt like, and a lot of people feel like, when you get to that level, when you get that greatness, you have to understand and you have to have that same kind of respect and pay homage to the people that came before you. Because if you think the whole thing through, if they hadn't done it, where would you be? Not saying that you wouldn't be here, but would it be this prominent if it weren't for the people that came before you? Somebody had to carve that way for you to come in and you make it your own. It happens. I understand that. It's nature. It's what you're supposed to do. But you have to remember and take consideration of the people that came before you that paved the way for you to do what you do. Like me here. I always talk to y'all when I'm here and I tell y'all about people. I talk about people on other media outlets and things of that nature. But there were people that did this before me. So I have to pay homage to that in some type of way, like I do. All right. It's very subtle for me, but I do it. All right. So you got to take advantage of that and you have to have the respect for that. Shout outs to Jameer Nelson being named the general manager, no longer assistant, the general manager of the Delaware Bluecoats. Let's see, where else am I at? What else do I want to get to? Before I get to my Sixers talk, I also wanted to talk a little bit about Bronny James declaring for the draft. And it's funny how this is put out. It's put out like he's declaring for the draft and the transfer portal. So in my guess, what that means is he's declaring for the draft. If he doesn't like where he's projected, he can go back to school and then enter the transfer portal. Some of the schools that are allegedly, reportedly, possibly willing to be interested if he does not get drafted and does enter the portal Duquesne, Oregon, Ohio State, UCLA, SMU. So, let's talk about it a little bit. Bronny James. And we all know the story. We all know had the interesting story that LeBron was like, yeah, maybe I'll stay in until Bronny gets here and I can play with Bronny in the NBA. Okay. In my personal opinion, from what I saw from USC and from Bronny this season, I would say he should not enter the NBA draft. Can't say about the portal because, and you think about now that you want to be, you want to get in the portal, you add the portal in there, which leads me to believe that you were unhappy where you were. And in my opinion, he wasn't, in my opinion, maybe the third. He might have been like the fourth or fifth best first player on that team. So again, like I say, if you're entering the portal, something's not right. All right? Something's not right. Either you're playing time, whatever. Something's not right if you're entering the portal. But again, I feel like he should stay in school another year at least. If you feel that serious about getting entering the portal, I feel like you should go somewhere where you can showcase your talents. For me, out of the schools that are on this list, it would be the schools that I bookend with, Duquesne and SMU. Oregon, Ohio State, and UCLA are going to have some studs. They're going to have five-star, four-star players. Duquesne, you may get one. SMU may get one here and there. But I feel like if he really, really wanted to showcase his talents, I feel like he would be better suited to do that at SMU or Duquesne, considering the season that he had this season. Just my thoughts on what I'm thinking. Okay? And my thoughts. So, you see my cup. You got the 76 there. You saw the game yesterday. Sixers pull out a thriller in double overtime, 133-126 over the Spurs. When the Spurs initially thought they had that game sold up, but you cannot count out the Sixers when they have young number zero Tyrese Maxey. See, that boy good. Real good. 52 yesterday, new career high. I think this yesterday was their fifth straight since the return of Embiid. Embiid did not play yesterday because of the back-to-back. They jump up into the seventh spot because Miami lost. Like I'm reported to, Miami lost to the Pacers. Let's see. This Jay Blake says, I think he's only testing the water to see where he's at and what he needs to work on. Yeah. I mean, I honestly don't think he's going to go to the NBA because I don't think he has enough to be drafted. Other than that, he's LeBron James' son. But when you talk about that level, you talk about business at that level. Who's willing to just take that risk and have him be a bust? Because it would be a lot with that if he were. And I'm not saying he will. I'm not wishing any bad luck or any jinx on anybody or anything like that. But, you know, things happen. If he were to go in on the premise of being LeBron James' son, who is now what people call the GOAT, and he comes in and he's a bust, it would be like heavily higher rated, higher ranked bust than a lot of other busts. All right. So the Sixers now are in the seventh spot. They got three games remaining at home. Tomorrow night against the Pistons, I'll be in attendance. If you're there, come find me. I sit in section 105. Come find me and say hi. All right. Take a picture, talk about some sports, and, you know, talk some more stuff. Then Friday, they got the Orlando Magic. It's a game that they really, really, really are going to need. And then closing out the season against the Nets, I believe, over the weekend. So, I've talked to some people, and I've seen the games, and I've seen Joel since he returned. And I witnessed the play of the guys without him. If they can continue that, and now you work Joel Embiid back into that, I think there would be some teams that would be really concerned about having to play us in the playoffs. There will be some teams that would be seriously concerned and possibly not want to play us in the playoffs. Joel Embiid just hit the 12,000 point mark the other night. Again, he's on that list with, you know, some other greats from the Philadelphia 76ers. Some of the names: Dolph Shays, Hal Greer, Dr. J, Charles Barkley, Billy Cunningham. So those are some of the names that are on that list. And with that, you look at where the Sixers are. So ideally, we need all three games, of course. I think if I had to rank the games in order of necessary need or level of need, the middle one, the Orlando Magic one, is the one that we really, really need. I think we can get Detroit tomorrow. I know Miami has the Thunder in their schedule. But anyway, the Sixers are the three teams that I'm talking about. The Pacers, the Heat, and the Sixers, who are like back and forth fighting to possibly somebody jumping up to that six and falling out of that six and yada, yada, yada. The Sixers out of those three teams have the easiest, allegedly, remaining schedule. I didn't write all the schedules down. I didn't feel the need for that. But the Sixers apparently, allegedly, have the easiest schedule remaining for the season. Right now, I honestly don't know if they'll get out of the play-in. I would love to see it. I would love to see them there. Like I said, they moved up to 7 after the Heat lost yesterday. So I would love to see them jump up to that 6 spot. I think at that 6 spot, they would get like the Knicks or the Magic, I think. I'm not sure who it is in the top of that, whatever. But I would love for them to be in that 6 spot. Like, I don't want them to be in the play-in because they got that extra game. And then you got to get into the playoffs. I mean, if we're in the 6 spot, we just in the playoffs. But whatever happens, happens. I mean, once you get in, if you get in the play-in, you're still in, and you just have to make some noise in the play-in, get the spot that you want, and handle your business. So I think, again, like I said, I really, really think that the Sixers now is coming together. And it's a short time. It's been a short time that it's been together this far. But it looks really good. And again, I honestly feel like there are going to be some teams who will dread drawing the Sixers the way that they're playing right now. We'll see what happens. Again, whatever happens at the end of the season, the Sixers will have a lot of business to talk, a lot of business to handle, a lot of things to talk about, if you will. So, other news in the NBA. Hall of Fame inductions are out. Chauncey Billups, Vince Carter, Michael Cooper, Walter Davis, two coaches, Bo Ryan and Charles Smith. Also, another one of my favorite female players from the Women's Committee, Simone Augustus, the Minnesota Lynx, formerly. Contributors Committee, Doug Collins, former Sixer, Herb Simon, and Jerry West. Others, the Men's Veteran Committee, Dick Barnett, the Women's Veteran Committee, Harley Redden, and International, Michelle Timms. So, we talked about the Sixers last week, and we talked about free agency. I had a couple names that I felt like, you know, I would bring some interest to. I might get to them in a second. But we look at where we are with the Sixers, and we know that we'll be in the play-in at worst, and we'll do what we need to do to move up and advance in the playoffs. But when the season, whenever it does, Jack Loose, what it do, whenever the season does come to an end, okay, the Sixers have a lot of money to spend in the offseason. There was some recent talk about the possibly not re-signing Kelly Oubre. Then I saw some comments from Nick Nurse where you never know, it could happen. It broke down what the Sixers would have to do as far as a contract and have to part with some of that abundance of money they have in free agency. I'm okay with that for Kelly Oubre. Because my feeling is that someone is going to arguably offer Tobias Harris some more money. And he'll do probably what he did here. Take it and run with it. And in my opinion, you have Kelly Oubre as his replacement. Then you can start. Then you re-sign Maxi. Well, you re-sign Maxi first. And then you go through your progressions there. Another player I would love to see stay, Nico Batum. But there's an underlying story there. Some family stuff where they like the West Coast. So that could be a stretch. I like Campaign as a backup point guard. If Kyle is not somehow convinced to return for one more hoorah, depending on where we end up and land in the playoffs, because Kyle's already got a ring. So I think that they could possibly entice him into coming in for one season, come back for one more season. Got to get healthy with De'Anthony Melton. I'm very, very unsure about Robert Covington. Mo Bamba, not too sure. I would like to see them give the kid DJ Wilson a shot in full training camp. Ricky Council Jr., I think, should be up on this roster permanently. They signed Jeff Doughton as another point guard for the remainder of the season. I think he could get a look with that two-way thing, or even be invited into training camp. So there are some things that can be done for the Sixers in this realm of stuff. They can seriously improve their roster, and considering like where they are right now and what they've done so far, they can definitely considerably improve their roster. They need to do some things though that will help them in the long run. We all know where the process is. We all know what goes on with all of that. So we got to see. And I think now with Nick Nurse at the helm, I think we have some coaching that can relate to the younger players. Again, like I mentioned to you all, when Doc was let go, I didn't think that Doc was a really bad coach. I thought Doc was just an old school coach stuck in his ways and didn't show a lot of love to some of the young guys, if you will. Okay. If that is the case, then back for now, for segment two. I had a little technical difficulties, but I'm back, so you get this second part. The Sixers can do some things, and like I said, with what the way they look now, with the additions they made, as far as free agency, and then a little bit of the trade deadline and bringing Kyle in, they can do some things again next year. You know, so you can't be super upset with where the season ends. Unless they get to the play-in and don't make it out the play-in. But I'm not wishing that. I'm not hoping that. I don't think that's going to happen. Again, like I said, I don't feel like there are going to be many teams that will want to play the Philadelphia 76ers when the playoffs start. Because by then, let's see, Joel Embiid has played four games. You figure the next three, seven. Unless they play in, and they play in the play-in and they win that game. So you figure 7-8 games under his belt, I think he'll be ready for the playoffs. And these guys, like they fought yesterday. You've seen this in these guys, even in some of the games that they lost. They fought till the last bell, if you will. So you can't count them out. So right now, just real quick, and it's just we're talking about their offseason and everything like that, some potential free agents: Gary Harris, Isaiah Hartenstein, Caleb or Cody Martin, Kent Bazemore, or Zach LaVine. Four realistic stars that they should try and make a trade for in the offseason. Zach LaVine's name is on this list again, and there was heavy talk there earlier this season and before the trade deadline. Brandon Ingram I like, Laurie Markkanen I like, Anthony Simmons, not sure yet. But again, like I said, the Sixers will definitely have options in the offseason whenever we get to the offseason once the playoffs are over and all of that jazz. So, I thank you all that tuned in. Everybody on Instagram, Yasin Baxter 63, Jay Blake, my guy, the Black Gambino, Lowell Rich, Coach Rich, and Mr. Jack Los. Thank you all for tuning in. Everybody that tuned in on Facebook, definitely appreciate you all as well. My apologies for that little glitch on Facebook, but I'm going to post all the video, so you'll get it all once I get it up and shared. Schedules for tonight in the world of sports. No NBA games tonight in Major League Baseball. You got the White Sox and the Guardians, the Marlins and the Yankees, the Tigers and the Pirates, the Brewers and the Reds, the Mariners and the Blue Jays, the Mets and the Braves, the Dodgers, the Twins. Phillies are in St. Louis against the Cardinals, the Astros and the Rangers, the D-backs and the Rockies, the Rays and the Angels, the Cubs and the Padres, the Nationals and the Giants. In the NHL, Penguins, Maple Leafs, Golden Knights, Canucks, and more importantly, March Madness has culminated to its final game for the men. Tonight, the men's championship should be a really good one. You had a good one yesterday in the women's championship. This one should be equally as good, possibly even a little bit better. Purdue and reigning champion UConn. Make sure you check that game out. I'll talk a little bit about that tomorrow if I get a minute. And folks, I hope you enjoyed the solar eclipse if you saw it. It's Monday. The weather is changing. It's going to be a whopping 70 plus tomorrow. So make sure you get out and enjoy some of this. If you're out now, please, please be careful. Enjoy some of this nice weather. Be great on purpose. And once again, you know where to find me. Right here each and every Monday, 4 p.m. to 6. Maybe sometimes shorter, but that's my time slot. Heat100radio.com. You can get into the description on Facebook, the group page, or in my bio on Instagram and get the link to tune in. Or if you have Android or Apple iOS, just go to the App Store, search Heat 100 Radio online and download the app and take us with you everywhere we go. So for me, Facebook, Sports Rap Podcast LLC is the group page. Instagram, TikTok, and Threads at Sports Rap CEO. Webpage, SportsRapRadio.com. YouTube, SportsRap TV. Again, folks, I keep telling y'all, and I need more of y'all to get over there and do that. YouTube TV. Get over there. Subscribe to that channel. Search the videos. There's some old stuff there, some fun stuff, some informative stuff up there that's posted. Put the thumbs up on the videos that you like. Then hit that bell to make sure you get alerted when new content is uploaded. And then tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend to do the same thing. Thank y'all for tuning in. Enjoy the rest of your Monday. Peace. Talk to y'all all week on social media. Right back here on Monday. Peace.